As I promised you earlier, Sydney Streets is on again this Saturday with Stanley Street in Darlinghurst, shutting down for a day of live music, food, and much more for the street event, bringing the party to Sydney Streets. Joining us to tell me more about this is Mr. Stephen Gilby, who is from the city of Sydney. Stephen, thanks so much for joining me. How are you feeling this Wednesday afternoon?
I'm great. I'm very much looking forward to getting down to Stanley Street this weekend.
Yeah, I'm super excited about it too. I think it was last weekend you did something in Redfern, right?
Yeah, that's right. Redfern Street last week, down in Stanley Street this weekend, and then we're in Haymarket on the 24th of June.
Yeah, and how's the public been receiving it so far? They're loving it?
Yeah, absolutely. Look, they're going really, really well. There's, you know, the businesses are really stoked with them as well. You know, it gives them a chance to really get out there and engage with everybody in the community, and just throws a great day out for everybody.
Yeah, I know, because sometimes in the city of Sydney, there is like roadworks and stuff happening, and with COVID and everything like that, Sydney's businesses didn't really get a chance to, you know, see new customers and get a feel for what's happening in Sydney. Can you kind of name some of the ones that you're excited about, or some of the new ones that have joined you this year?
Look, in terms of what's going to be happening this weekend, I mean, I think there's so much on, and there's the beauty about Stanley Street is it's quite a small area compared to some of the others. You know, we do a big chunk of Crown Street, for instance, when we go in there. But the beauty of Stanley Street is it's so packed full of fantastic restaurants and you know, bars, and there's the Lord Roberts Hotel. You know, there's great places to go. So it just makes it a really, really fun event to get down there, because there's so much to do.
That's so cool. And you're speaking about there's lots to do. What can people expect this Saturday at Stanley Street?
Look, you know, we do things like we have, you know, roving entertainers, so brass bands, stilt walkers, costume people. There's an interactive circus zone for kids to learn some circus skills. But then the businesses put on all sorts of things, and the organisations in the area. So there's, you know, there's live DJs, there's live music, there's, you know, obviously a lot of street dining as well. There's pop-up cocktail bars. The church down there does face painting for kids. So there's just heaps of people to do, all the way from when it kicks off at 11 till 10 at night.
Yeah, I think the time is really cool that it is an early event for people with young families to get down to, because it's 11 a.m. start. And for people that might like the nightlife, 10 a.m., 10 p.m. is pretty cool too. Why did you kind of decide those times? Why didn't you go like later on, maybe to like a whole traditional street party where it's 3 a.m.?
Well, we probably wouldn't be able to close the roads that long. Part of it. But also we wanted to really be able to give a chance for the businesses to do a couple of sittings. So there's a lunchtime, and then they get dinner. And then it's really not, the events aren't really about keeping people on the street as much as it is getting people, communities to re-engage with the businesses on their high street. So, you know, we might shut down, we might reopen the roads after 10 o'clock, but that doesn't mean the businesses are stopped.
True.
So, you know, the party just moves inside, and people can really continue to enjoy those businesses and really enjoy themselves later into the evening if they want to.
Well, yeah, it's a really cool event. And also, do the performers stop at 10 p.m.?
Yeah. Our street performers stop around 10, but obviously there's more things happening inside the actual venues down there themselves. So they obviously are keeping going as well.
Oh, so the party continues into the late hours of the morning, or early hours of the morning, I should say.
Yeah, look, I mean, obviously there's some places there that are quite late night venues, so they don't have to stop. They're, you know, they just do their normal trading and they keep going. But hopefully we brought a few more people through the door.
Cool. And because we are 2SER and we're a music station, we love music and live performances. Mm. Who are some of the ones that we can see on Saturday, and who are some of the ones that you're excited to see too?
Well, look, you know, I mean, I think in terms of a large part of what we do is the roving side of things. So really, probably from a musical point of view, I mean, there's a group called Sousaphonics who are a roving brass band, yeah. But they're just awesome. In terms of the way they really engage with everybody, kids love them, and they just really bring a whole, you know, they bring a whole vibe to the street and really make it fun. I mean, the beauty of this one as well, Stanley Street, you know, it's not the hugest street, but there's three DJs in that space.
Whoa.
So, you know, they're brought on by the different businesses. So, you know, it's a really great vibe when you get down there, and there's just like I say, you know, it is just something to do all the way along, and it's really fun.
Oh, Stephen, it sounds so awesome. I might go down and check it out myself. I want to thank you so much for coming on to SER Drive this afternoon. It's been an absolute pleasure. Thank you so much.
Cheers. Thank you.
No worries. You just heard there from Stephen Gilby from the City of Sydney, which makes sense, right? It's such an awesome event. You should definitely go check it out. It's happening at Stanley Street in Darlinghurst, a nice small street, as Stephen was describing. It's open from 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. and entry, might I add, is free. So there's no doubt to go down and definitely check it out.